Blog Talk Radio.
You talking to Jay, and you talking to Chase and Fox right now.
What up?
Long time no hear from Chase and Fox.
Hey.
We're doing a show today. It's only not that long, but we're going to do it anyway.
We only got 30 minutes, and if you want to call in, ask questions, and just talk shit and say something, statements, call in at 646-668-8263.
Okay.
We're playing Truth or Dare.
Yes, let's get this Truth or Dare going on. I'm going to be doing a lot of it because I already took a lot of shots already from the shot. So we got a lot to talk about. We're going to talk about everything from politics to who we don't fucking like to who we like to that shit we don't like segment too. So let's just get in there right
get
now.
Get in there. What up? What you
want
to do?
Man, so on the first one, go ahead.
Hey, truth or dare?
You know I'm gonna pick truth first.
Okay. how many women have you been with your entire sex life?
I'm gonna be honest, I don't know.
Wait, we ain't giving your Snapchat, your Instagram, your Facebook, nothing. Like, don't nobody know where to find you at, so they can at least follow us. Like,
I don't have no Snapchat. I don't have no Instagram.
I mean, how your fans
well,
know
I do
where to find
Snapchat. I don't have Facebook. I don't have Instagram. If you're gonna find me, you can only find me through TV World, or you can find me through J. That's the letter J. Beyond B E. YOND1 on my Snapchat. I only go through Snapchat unless you all got tangled with me. So let's go.
Okay, we did truth. And I asked how many women in your lifetime have you slept with? That don't mean sleep like, well, I have to go to sleep without snoring. That's like, you know, like sad.
I'm going to be honest.
Like, get it.
I'm going to be honest with you. Like, My verbal game is on point, so I don't know how many women that I...
Watch your head, ladies. Watch your head. Put the helmet on. What's the helmet they have for Magneto? So Professor Ace ain't getting his head. Y'all need to get you one of those.
It ain't going to work.
Yeah, it will.
If I touch your elbow, it's over.
touch my elbow, then. Let me check you out. No, I don't feel nothing. So I'm just... Okay, is it my turn?
Well, yeah.
Okay, so what's up?
Truth or dare.
Okay, we'll go with truth first.
True. Now, a lot of people know you as Chase and Fox, right?
Correct.
That's not the question, but I'm just...
Oh, correct. Yeah, just promote me, baby. Right. You know what I'm saying? Put me out there at chasefox.com.
Okay,
Google
okay.
me, boo.
Quiet, though. We only got 30 seconds.
30
so,
minutes.
30 minutes, but let's go. So,
okay.
Man, are you a true finesse when it comes to these dudes?
Of course.
Like, do you? Okay.
I don't even think you have
no,
to ask.
No more of that. Question. No more of that. We already know she's true finesse.
Don't forget to call in at 646-668-8263. Ask questions, make statements, comments, whatever it is, man. Holler at us.
All right. Go ahead. Your turn.
Okay. We're going to do, I'm going to do another truth. You know what I'm saying? We ain't going to get into the dares just yet. Okay, true. I'm sorry. True for dear. I'm sorry. We've been drinking.
I'm just being me. So, man, I'm going to go with a true because they can't see my dare yet. What's up? And whenever I can't do the dare or if ever I feel uncomfortable telling the truth, got to take a shot.
Definitely got to take a shot. We're here drinking Amsterdam mango flavor with some beer, Stella. Of course, we only drink imports, no domestics here.
Okay, so go ahead. It's truth on me. What you want to ask me?
Okay, so how many women have you actually drove crazy with, I don't know, head?
My,
like, hey, so my head game. Don't, no.
My head game is ridiculous. So, like, man, I don't know how many I could say that I drove crazy because, man, people don't speak about that much. It just, if they want it, they'll let me do it again.
Mm.
And that would let
if
me
they want
it.
It, so they can just give you, like a call and be like, hey, what you gonna do about this pussy and need your mouth on it? And that's what's up. Like,
I did it one time because, like, I like a certain type of, like a woman.
So I'm saying, so, like, you did it 5 years ago. She called you like, man, what that mouth do? You gonna be like, I'm finna show you?
No, I got to see her pictures. 5 years from now. What she working
for. Now y'all see how shallow these guys are.
I'm not shallow, but like at the same time, I'm a Gemini, so it's a part of my nature to make sure that, man, if I'm doing better, you got to do better with your life too. And it ain't all about, man, what tastes good or what I can like.
So it's not really about, like, and it's not really who you did it to years ago. It's basically like who you feel like doing it to.
It's always been
moment.
About that.
Because you always come out. Show me a picture. Yeah. Once you show your picture, she looks fine as hell, but...
And then when I get her in person, then you're going to meet...
I mean, you know it's a mental thing with y'all,
gonna be,
so...
You're going to meet Joseph. You're not going to meet... You're not going to meet Jay. You're not...
Yeah.
Just so that y'all know I'm Jay. Horseman, a.k.a. A.k.a.
Horseman.
You know what I'm saying?
Why they call you Horseman?
Come on now.
What's the horse? Like, do you look like a horse? Because our fans can't see it.
No,
so
I
do,
do
look
not
like
look
a horse.
Like, I do
or
not look like Jay-Z.
What is the reason why they
face?
Call you?
I do not look like Jay-Z.
Jay-Z look like a camel.
He look like a camel slash horse if you look at him. I look
well,
more
camel
so,
probably is like a cousin of a horse.
Yeah, so you could say that. But, like, I look more so like, man, lower region. Like, I can be half man, half horse, you know?
His lower region was emphasized on that. Okay, but you know, it's your girl, Chaser Fox. Y'all want to call in 646-668-8263. I'll let your girl, you know what I'm saying, ask questions, whatever.
You know what? I ain't scared. If you wanna skip your turn, you can skip your turn.
I'll skip my turn.
Yeah,
you want, if you want to get
drink,
out.
So.
I'll take a drink. That's
okay,
nothing.
Take a shot.
No
okay.
problem. Y'all want to hear me?
I think she might do it well after this.
Do it well now.
Okay, I'll go. What's up?
Okay, true for there.
True for there. I'm going for the dessert.
Okay, I dare you. I don't know what to do.
You
don't
know what? We on live. If you,
you know what? I dare you to make a Snapchat video confessing.
My words then?
Yes.
Okay. On my podcast show right now, I got to confess my worst sin. So my first worst sin would have to be that, man, I stole when I was like 9 years old.
What did you steal?
What did I steal?
Yes.
Man, my motherfucking ass. I'm from Chicago. In this bitch. You know how these motherfuckers be talking like, I'm tough. Nigga, I'm grown. Like, man, I ain't steal nothing but some motherfucker.
Some condom. So he horse man. Obviously, this had to happen at a very young age, lower region.
No,
would you steal some condoms?
Happened at like 15, 16.
That's when you were stealing condoms. To all my ladies out there wondering. Well, Horseman, me, he said lower region. If you did not hear that, go back to the beginning of the show and listen. Because obviously that means something down. He could be, you know what? It could be one of his legs. His legs are like baseball thick. So, you know, he could run like a horse. We never know.
Yeah.
But you can always check him out on Snapchat. What's your Snapchat name? JBeyond1, TV World.
TV
you know
World.
What I'm saying?
And it's not TV as you think, like television, but it's.
No.
He's
three dimensional with you motherfuckers. He
tunnel vision.
It's out here.
And don't forget to check out my podcast. Our
podcast
tonight. It's going to be at the hour. Everything. So we keeping it like, man. Somewhat PG with what we're saying, but we still gonna be talking that wreck right
now. Ain't no PG after hours. You already know because after I just sit up here and drink enough of these shots in Amsterdam, it's mango, by the way, but ladies, we do daiquiris. But after I drink enough of this, please, you already know that's gonna be PG.
That
it's gonna be rated
good.
X. I ain't gonna say you're gonna hear
that.
No sex on this line, but you know. But check us out either here on blogtalkradio.com or Spreaker.com. That's Spreaker, Spreaker.com. Chasing Fox. Holla at your girl. Google
I like that.
Me.
I like that. Let's clap for the promo on that.
Clap for the promo. You know what I'm saying? I do this. This is my shit.
Right.
So what are we doing? Truth or dare? Let's go.
It's
let's...
you. Truth or dare.
Okay, truth.
Truth.
What you want to know, babe? I mean, what you want to know, Jay?
First of all, don't call me Bay.
I'm sorry. You know what? I call everybody Bay. So you know what I'm saying? Everybody
right.
My Bay. I love everybody.
My Bay.
I ain't nothing here kissing on him or nothing. He ain't Bay like that. It's just me. That's just how I talk. You know what I'm saying? We from the south.
She want that motherfucker to be
no,
Bay.
No, she don't.
But I
want to
ask you.
She want me to be Bay.
Yo, so the question is, do you have a tattoo?
I got a lot of tattoos.
How many tattoos do you got of me on you? And I'm not Bae. I'm letting y'all know
He's not Bae. Truthfully, I have two tattoos of him on my body, but he is not Bae at all. So yes, fellas, I am single. I let your girl Chase the Fox call in 646-668-8263.
You might put a name.
I'll
add
me. No, I won't. Don't do that.
Why not?
You don't like to lose your teeth, do you?
Don't
do that.
Yeah, pretty
teeth. Yeah, you wouldn't want to lose on one of them.
Don't worry.
I like how you chewing that gum.
I like
that. And I'm sure you like, yeah, with all your teeth. Don't do that.
Smooth Jay in this motherfucker.
Whatever.
Let's go next. Let's go.
Anyway, tell the truth. So, I don't have to take a shot, but I will anyway. So, we're going to go with him next. Truth or dare?
Man, we're going to go with the truth. It ain't nothing but the truth.
Okay, truth. How many women have you had sex with in your life? Mind you, ladies, he's in his 30s somewhere. We're not going to say where, but we're going to see. He doesn't have children. Hey, no kids.
Hey,
what up,
hey, keep that rubber on, y'all. Keep that rubber on.
Definitely promote sex. Safe sex is the best sex.
Yeah.
Yes, Chris Brown said it the best.
Yeah.
But.
I'm going to be honest. I can't count. Like, I can't count. Now,
can any man count?
If you ask me how many times that I motherfucker came with a motherfucker or like a specific woman, I would say 1, 2, 3.
That's one hand.
Four women.
Is that unprotected sex or protected sex? Because, you know. Protective sex is the best sex, but you know, sometimes I'm protected.
And you asked me one question.
I asked, but it's like a double question.
No, it's
like,
not a double question. So, like I said, promote safe sex, everyone. Man, we're going to make sure that, man, we keep our lives, our own lives matter. If nobody else want to keep our lives matter.
Definitely. Okay, is it my turn now?
Yeah, we got probably like one more minute for the truth or dare, and then we...
Are we going to flip into something else for the last 15 minutes of the show?
Stuff that we feel after that.
That's
like,
cool. Okay. Super Dare, what you want to do me as?
It's you. What you want?
I asked you, so
Dare.
Tell me. Okay, right.
Yeah.
I've been drinking, y'all. I'm sorry. I had lost. I lost a few games with Super Dare, so I'm not drunk. I'm tipsy. Okay, we're going to go with Dare. No, you know what? Let's go with some more truth. Let's see what he wants to pull out of me. Y'all want to, what y'all want to know about Chasing Fox? Holla at the girl.
Okay.
This is 646-668-8263.
Right, we got 14 more minutes left. We're going to have an after-hour, man, situation where we're going to start that at 10:45 on the dot. Tonight.
Definitely at 10:45.
So that means that, man, we're going to get it crunk.
We ain't got no more Amsterdam right now. We got to get
some
more.
I am kind of a little bit off.
We're a little lit.
So, like, we're going to call it lit. We're going to call it whatever else y'all want. Whoever is on the line, we're going to make sure we talk about it, no matter what it is, who it is. And we're going to make sure we promote that towards the end of the show. So, right now, what I want to ask her, Ms. Chasing Fox, real quick. Okay, you ready? Okay. Ms. Chasing Fox, what turns you on about a man?
You know what really turns me on about a man? And I know how I look. What really turns me on is your mental capacity. You have to say something intriguing to me you have to at least say something interesting to me that will make my panties moist. It's about your mind. I know it's like it's 2016. Seems like everything is about sex, right? But in real life, I don't know, maybe I'm old school, but my main thing has always been, if you can fuck my mind, you definitely can have my body.
Hey,
now,
hey,
I
clap,
cannot,
clap
no,
all again,
no,
fuck
no, no, fuck, because it's not too many. Because, see, it's not like you can say certain things
but we got clever
and
this,
can fuck me that night. Cleverness. You gotta be clever. At least make me think that you tried really hard. I've made guys wait, I don't know, 10 years, 5 years. I've made guys wait. So, I mean, it's got to be like your mind. What intrigues you?
Okay, right now we can, like, freestyle anything, I guess. You know, like, since you started off the show, I want to know what your topic of discussion is. We got about 10 minutes left. So, like,
back. Don't forget to call in 646-668-8263. Ask us anything, talk about anything. Truth or dare is the topic right now. But, I mean, shit, everything is truth or dare.
Right. So, like, if anybody want to ask us anything, you're on our Snapchat. You know what I'm saying? You'll get to see it live.
You know your girl, Chasen Fox. Google me. I ain't got to give you Snapchat name.
So,
put my name in anything. Chasen Fox.
And we saying this real quick, real quick. Like, that's what she do. I don't do that. You know what I'm saying? So, like, if you're going to follow me, you're going to follow me only on one thing. And that's going to be on the Snapchat. So, like, man, if it's a truth or dare and a person put it up there, I'm going to have to like, man. Show it on the chat. Like, let them know, like, man, this is on the chat. So my chats are on there right now. So, like, I guess I'm going to kick it off. Talk about without no calls or confusions about everything like that. Man, as a person of my status, I do promote Black Lives Matter. Yes, I do promote All Lives Matter as well, but I do promote Black Lives Matter because of what's going on in this world today. I don't want anybody to ever feel like, man, like I'm going against another brother or another sister. I try to put us together in order for us to make money, to create money, for us to create businesses together, in order for us to create revenue, in order for us to be educated more in the situations that we are in too. Because I do know people that can help us out. But the only way they will help us out if they see that we're capable of bringing this to their attention. So as I tell you and as I show you all and everything like that, man, Jay just don't want to be here just for talk only, you know. And, you know, for all our young brothers out there, especially in our cities, man, we don't have to shoot another person just because it's anything, you know. And I understand what y'all saying, where this person killed somebody that I know, so I got to let them know. Like, man, I got to let them know. But, man, that's what they want us to do.
Crazy? I got a buddy, right? He's supposed to move to California next week, actually, but he got shot in the back. And what's crazy is he's more focused on retaliation than focused on, hold on, baby, focused on trying
don't
to.
Call me, baby. But talk about what you need to say. He's
more focused on retaliation. I'm sorry. He's more focused on retaliation versus, you know, focused on what he needs to do to really get out of here. Because to me, that showed him that you really don't need to be here. It's showing you that God is trying to tell you something. You know what I'm saying? I know getting shot makes you want to, like, find a person that did it. And literally retaliate, like, man, eye for an eye, I get that. But listen, you shoot him, you will never leave here. You will forever remain here, a prisoner, a slave of here. If you wherever you're trying to go, the devil is definitely gonna try to stop you.
Let me say this.
Don't give
I don't
him
know about, I don't mean to cut you off, but I respect
I'm just going on how I feel as, you know, we...
And I respect that, but at the same time, no race, color, or creed will ever put into power or out of power positivity. So if you want to be positive in your life, you need to show it and bring structure to who you are to make sure that you want to live. Because as of right now, a lot of people, they want to, like, what, jab out, snap on somebody? And you never know who you're dealing with. Man, a coward killed Jesse James. And that was in what?
No.
Before the
1900s. Wild West. Yes.
Yeah, so
a
like,
coward.
Are we still living in
No, even go further
saying,
back.
I'm
go further back. David and Goliath.
But this
go
is
further
I'm,
back. A little man
say,
killed a giant.
This is what I'm trying to say real quick.
Okay.
Regardless of the fact, I was trying to cut you off.
No, I'm sorry, y'all. I'm getting
time, but at the same time, what I'm trying to say is, you know what I'm saying? Like, anybody can kill somebody, but it takes a lot for an individual to look a person in their face and have a conversation with somebody that they might be beefing with or anything like that. That's what I want to promote. And I respect somebody like what the game said on the Breakfast Club last week. Like he, or not the Breakfast Club, but like Power 97 or whatever that show is. I just watched it because it was the game was on there. He's like, man, fuck that. I don't have to be Jesse Jackson all the time. You don't have to be Jesse Jackson all the time. But at the same strength of everything, just think about it. If you're doing what you're doing that's right, whatever a person is saying about you or becoming about you is not telling the truth about you. And it's going to hold weight way longer than you trying to put them down. I guarantee you that. I guarantee you that because I see it all the time, everybody. But at the same time, peace and blessings to everybody. I love everybody. I promote nothing but positive vibes, positive vibes, as Noriega would say, positive, all positive. Let's make sure that we love one another all the time.
Don't forget, if you want to call in with questions or comments or statements or anything, 646-668-8263.
Yeah, because after hours tonight, it's
going to
get
quick. After hours, what is it? Hold on, though. Because after hours, you want to get on Spreaker.com or do you want to be on BlogTalkRadio.com? Because you know there are like fucking.
I want to do whatever we can do for the longest. Like, if we could be on there like for 3-4 hours, let's be on there.
I don't know. Well, Spreaker, you probably can, but I'm just saying.
But if we flip flop it, y'all got to pay attention to us.
We
have to tell
our fans.
We're going to flip-flop it for y'all.
Or followers, where we're going to be, because they need to know where they can find
us.
Yeah,
so tonight, what do you want to do?
We can do Blog Talk, we can talk, or do you want, I mean, Spreaker is music with talk, and Blog Talk is
well,
we're going to
do Spreaker with music and talk, because we might bring it in with some Thug Passion tonight. We might bring it in with some East Coast flavor with Big and Kev, you know what I'm saying? From you know,
it's whatever,
like
man,
right. We gonna let you all know for real, like man, pay attention to us, but we gonna do it on speaker what?
Spreaker, Spreakain. I mean, I'm sorry, Spreaker.com, Spreaker.com/Chasing Fox, college girl, Google me, ChasingFox.com, ChasingFox, period. Or Google us.
Eventually,
we're going
to change
together.
The name because it's just not her right now.
But if you want to hear this
but
podcast.
It is her podcast right now where we're doing it together. So, like, man, stay focused, everyone. Stay blessed. Stay loved. Stay positive. We're going to talk about a lot more stuff coming on. You know, in the near future.
We have
right
3 minutes left of the show. So, do you want to continue to do Truth and Dare? Do you want to just kind of, I don't know, maybe talk
right.
about
it's whatever you want to talk about. What you want to talk about with me? What you want to talk about with me?
I don't know. It's not like you want a man or nothing, so I can't talk about too much. I'm just like, yeah, now. How do you feel about kids? You don't have them. So, how do you feel about them?
I don't feel
well. Yes. Like, if you were in a relationship with somebody that had children and maybe just one or three, how do you feel about that? Do you take on the responsibility of being dad, or do you just kind of go with this flow of being the man in this woman's life, but not, I mean, you know, taking on a certain aspect of, you know, her children, but not really being their dad?
Yo, regardless of the fact, if you want to be positive, you got to even show the kids how positive you are. So that's how I speak.
Leading,
that's how I live.
That's called leading by example.
So no matter what you do, real quick, like, man, if you with somebody in their life, you got to, man, be positive about them, about whatever their situation is, whether they got kids, whether they not. You know, if you feel the person, man, change is what's acceptable. If you just trying to be like everybody else in this world, man, that shows the lack of your uniqueness. And everybody on this earth is uniqueness.
Mm-hmm.
Have unique, excuse me. Even if you a twin,
yep,
identical, there's something about you that's going to be different from that individual.
Yep.
And people can tell.
And some of you motherfuckers that twins do not look like your twin, you ugly. I'm sorry.
That's,
I've been drinking. That's, I mean, I feel all that. I'm identical. You ugly. I'm sorry. I don't mean to even be rude. I've been drinking. Truth or dare. Truth is, sometimes your twin looks better than you. But it's all good. I ain't mad at you. But how about your girl? Chasen Fox, ChasenFoxX. Google me. Holler at us. This is not the first or the last show. Well, it's the first. But it will not be the last show. You'll definitely be able to call in. 6663. And my perfect, my awesome co-host, Jay. Nothing above, nothing beyond, nothing below. Just Jay.
Man, TV world, y'all, on Snapchat. TV world means tunnel vision world. Just so that you all know, I have tunnel vision. I try to see at certain things like
he's
in the
definitely
future.
Focused.
You got to be focused out here in this world. Please believe me. Stay focused on what you want and what you need out here in this life, and carry you throughout anything else. So I love you all. Stay blessed, everybody. No matter what, there's nothing that y'all can do that can make me feel like I'm going to speak about y'all ill unless I feel like I'm Yahweh, and I got to flip over a table on y'all. But after that, and we good, y'all see my statue. Y'all see what I'm about.